Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrett with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have super special guests. I'm not going to lie. I have my sister, Jenny Lucky.
Hello.
And my brother-in-law, Philip Lucky, in the house.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like to call him my brother. Philip and Jenny with Lucky's Plumbing. Welcome. Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so y'all might have seen the Facebook Live we did a couple of weeks ago. We did a Facebook Live introducing all y'all's new peoples, and y'all have some cool announcements going on of things that are new for you. What's going on? What's new with Lucky's Plumbing?
Well, we've decided to start residential service. This is something, you know, we're kind of passionate about in the background, you know, servant mentality. A lot of our employees, you know, have suggested that they wanted to go this route. So we decided to explore it, and it's taken off pretty good.
Good. So y'all been doing plumbing for a while, and y'all been doing backflow testing and what else?
We do new commercial construction and commercial remodel.
And I thought it was pretty cool. Yesterday I was driving down the road and I saw, I was like, what is that new building going up over there? And it's going to be that new, what is it, QT?
It's going to be a new Quick Trip. That's
sweet.
Right.
Sweet. And y'all, I saw one of the trucks over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right over across from the stadium. We're going to have a new Quick Trip. So that's going to be, it's nice to be right here in Waxahachie doing those. We've been doing Quick Trips for a while, but to have one here in Waxahachie, we did the remodel and the Quick Trip off 35.
Uh-huh.
But now this new one going up.
Y'all have done quite a few of those?
Yes.
Quick Trips? That's
pretty
cool. Yes,
they're a pretty big customer of ours.
Good. So I know it's been raining a lot lately. Lots of rain. Does that affect, I'm assuming it affects the new construction. Does it also cause any problems when it comes to like service calls and stuff?
It provides a degree of difficulty, right? Because no one wants the old plumber who comes in and tracks mud all over your floor. That you kind of get frowned upon on that.
Yeah.
So keeping guys dry, materials that we're bringing in and out of the house dry, it is a level of difficulty that you have
point.
To think about.
Y'all need some of those little shoe covers like they have at the hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff?
We got boxes of those.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's what
and
we use.
Coming from Jenny, who used to be a nurse, did you help bring that idea to the table?
No, I think Philip, that was just something as a plumber, they know they've got to be good about not tracking and dirt and everything else into a customer's house. So they've had those for a while.
Because honestly, you don't want a sweaty plumber taking their shoes off that may not smell too good.
I don't want anybody sweaty taking their shoes off. Okay, so what are some of the, like, give us some examples of types of service calls that y'all do.
So we do, you know, your everyday leaky faucet, running commode, but we also do the bigger ones. You know, we will unstop your drain, and when we unstop it, we'll run our camera down there and see why, and you know, we can work through that with you on, you know, the reason behind it, and so it doesn't happen every month or every year. We can try to prevent that and get that resolved. Slab
leaks.
You
have a camera? Wait, hold on. Go backward. What? You have a camera on the end of it?
I'm pretty much a doctor, like colonoscopy.
I feel like you are a surgeon. You're like the surgeon plumber. We need to rename your business. There's really a camera you can see?
It's a whole lot smarter than me. It has Wi-Fi, and
what?
We can see how deep the line is, where it's at. We can trace it all out for you.
Ew.
It makes all the crazy noises and all that.
I want to ask questions, but at the same time, I don't. So I'm probably going to err on the side of don't, because if I ended up getting sick right here on the radio, that would just really be bad.
Well, it's nice to know what's causing the problem. So there's, you know, a lot of places tree roots will be growing in the line.
That's
so
true.
They can identify what the problem is. And so without having to just dig up everything, they can see and know exactly where they need to go. And
see, my mind didn't go to tree roots, but I'm glad you brought that up because it helped change that direction. Thank you for that.
Yes, there's all kinds of things.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted. Okay, the camera. Okay, backwards. And so you said other things y'all do.
Sure. Water heaters. I think I mentioned slab leaks. We can reroute plumbing instead of jacking you know, jackhammering holes in the floor. There's a whole lot of options that we can offer. Basically, any residential plumbing need, water softeners, reverse osmosis. And a lot of people don't know, we also have a backflow side to our company. Yep. Backflow valve testing, maintenance, repair, replacement. We can even install them if a customer doesn't have them that needs them.
You know, we were talking right before this, and I didn't know that y'all did this, but you were saying that, like, if someone gets a backflow test with you, they have to have them. A lot of people have to do them annually. And so if they have to have that test done, y'all call and remind them? Is that right?
Yes. So most people have to have annual testing. There's a few backflow devices that maybe they get installed and they don't have to be tested annually, but most people have to have them tested annually. And it's kind of a pain to remember. And the water company can turn off your water if it's not tested when it's supposed to be tested. You might get a letter saying it's going to be disconnected. And so people call frantically. So what we do is we call them every year when it's due, mm-hmm. and say, hey, it's time for your annual backflow test. Would you like us to get you scheduled? And we go ahead and get them on the schedule and take care of it for them, so they don't have to think about it.
That would be amazing. I would like that. I would like somebody to tell me when it's due.
Yes. So once we test your backflow, then we add you to our list, and we'll contact you every year and make sure that you're ready for us to test it again.
Very cool. Well, what are some other things that y'all got going on? I know what we need to talk about. We need to talk about your all your cool guys you've got working with you, and you've got Joni there. You've got a whole team of people.
We do. We're staffing up. We're a little heavy right now because we believe in what's coming mm-hmm. in the future. And yes, we have licensed plumbers, journeymen, and tradesmen plumbers, plenty of apprentices coming up that are right behind about to get licensed. So we're fully staffed, ready to go.
We have good guys. We really do. First of all, we background check everyone. We really invest in our guys too, and we have relationships with them. They're family to us, and so we trust our guys. And we know that when we're sending someone, one of our guys, to someone's house, that we can trust them to do that. They have the license to do the work that we're sending them to do, and then the customers, we've gotten so many great reviews. People are calling us saying, man, that was we really enjoyed your guys. They're just good guys. And
yeah,
so
they seem like it. They seem like sweet guys.
Yeah. So we feel confident in going at the service route now because of the guys that we have, because of the team we have. We wouldn't want to do it if we couldn't trust the guys that were going out in the field. So
for sure.
And then you've got our other sister working there.
Yes, so you'll get Joni on the phone for backflows. She runs the backflow department, and so we have Joni there. We have a lot of guys that graduated in the last few years from here in town, and so know their families. They're Ellis County people.
So Jenny and Philip, y'all are both from, well, obviously, I'm asking you as if I don't know, you're my sister. So Jenny's from Waxahachie, obviously, has been here forever, and Philip is from Lancaster, and that y'all been married for a long time now. So y'all been living here in Waxahachie in Ellis County area for...
I've been here, well, obviously she's been here forever, but I've been here 21 years now.
Yeah. So. Well, good deal. Is there anything else y'all want to add?
Just think of us when you have a service call. Give us a call and let us see if it's something we can help you out with. We're doing all things plumbing now. So we're doing the new construction. We're doing remodels, tenant finish outs, like we have been doing. But then we're also adding the whole service department. And we're continuing to do backflow tests. And let us take that backflow headache off your plate. We're getting quite a few calls about people that their backflow devices froze over the winter. And they don't realize because it's outside under a rock and it's for their irrigation system or something. And so
how do you know if it froze? Like, what if I'm at the house and what stops working?
Well, it'll leak. And so maybe it's under a rock, so they're not even realizing, but then they go and take the rock off for whatever reason and it's dripping, or they notice the area is wet. And so once it freezes like that, it can cause, you know, the whole system to break. So we can take care of those for you. I will tell you, be careful about calling just anyone to replace your backflow devices, because I feel so sorry for our customers.
So many people over the last couple winter freezes, they called somebody who, you know, maybe they called multiple plumbers, I don't know, but the reality was they went with somebody who wasn't licensed, okay, and they
you
put in...
Yeah. I mean, can unlicensed people do that?
No, but okay. But it happens all the time. Oh, okay. I mean, that's just, you know, something the trades have to deal with.
It's out in the county.
But they installed the wrong valve. So when we go out there to do the annual test, mm-hmm. you know, we can't even do the annual test, and the customer's out. That money that they paid them, now they have to find somebody else, whether they go with us or not.
They're paying double because they're
paying
trying
double.
To save a few dollars by going with someone who didn't have a license and gave them a lower price, but they might have installed the wrong device, installed it wrong. There's certain backflows that have to be above ground. Certain ones are below ground. There's all these rules to it.
Yeah.
And if you just get Joe Schmo to come out and put it back, he can put it in for you, but then it, they end up, I mean, how many have we had this week? People that we're having to go out and fix, and so it's costing them basically double because of that.
Yeah, that puts us in a tough spot.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. How can people get in touch with you if they want to call and have you come out?
So they can call us at 469-363-6080. You can go to our website at www.luckysbackflow. So that's LUCKYS backflow.com. And you can even email us at Jenny, JENNIE, at luckysbackflow.com.
So, and like I always say, if you're driving down the road and you don't happen to remember any of that, they are Lucky's Plumbing, LUCKYS. Plumbing.
Lucky's Backflow.
Lucky's Backflow.
And Plumbing Services.
But you're welcome to call the chamber and we'll help connect you as well. All right, guys. Well, thank y'all for joining me today.
Thank you for your time, Julie.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.